Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, so excited to be with you today. We are actually going to dive into a Cleaning Nation member request. He wanted to know how to compete with big competitors. So shout out to Thomas, one of our listeners, for this great idea. If you have got something that you're dying for me to cover and you think would be of value to Cleaning Nation, just shoot me an email at support@growmycleaningcompany.com and we will get that. We'll try and get it. If it's something we haven't covered, I think would be of value, we'll absolutely get it on the calendar. Hey, everybody. Troy Bowie. Lindsay's on the house. Lady and Dahlia's Denver something. All cleaners. Everybody around. Good to have you on the chat. Make sure you say, hey, Ashley Whaley in the house. Good to see you, sister. All right. So let's dive into it. Oh, by the way, if you are digging the show, subscribe, rate, review, and most importantly, refer your friends. Obviously other owners of cleaning companies. And it's funny, I get two kinds of people on that. One are people that are like, oh man, no, I love your stuff, Mike, but I don't want anyone to like figure it out and blah, blah, blah. And I hate that. Honest to goodness, guys, gals, if this show has impacted your life and you have more time freedom and money freedom, I promise you having people in your universe that you can work with. Part of the value of this whole thing, by the way, is the community, right? And hey, Dylan, good to see you. Danielle Vest in the house. Part of the value of all this stuff is the community. And we do the best that we can with, virtually. But man, when we do live events and stuff like that, we have so much more fun. So if you've got other people that are in your business, it is so much better to have. We got everybody in the house, Daisy and Danielle and Terry. Good to see everybody. But anyway, I would just encourage you, if all the competitors, we have other coaches in this space, like, you know, Debbie Sardone, and there's just a lot of people and we love them. And I'm always trying to work together to see how we can serve better. So I want to encourage you guys and gals, not just recommend other friends. Avery says, Mike in the house. I am here. I am in the house. Denise from New Jersey. Good to see everybody. We got everybody on the trying to keep up with, still trying to figure out how to do Facebook and Instagram at the same time. So I'm sorry, Instagram folks, if I don't give you the love that you deserve. Dallas Campbell, an oldie and a goodie. Good to see you, buddy. Dallas, my friend who actually lives in Dallas, which is fun for the whole world. So all that to say, before we move on, guys, gals, if you know other people in your areas, don't consider them competitors. Consider them folks that are uniquely qualified to understand the frustrations you have, the wins that you have, and find ways to serve each other. And if you get value out of the show and supporting them by telling about the show will help them, for crying out loud, do that. Or another show, right? I'm not just trying to pitch this thing, but you will do so much better working with as opposed to against the competitors or other people in your area. I don't even think of competitors, people trying to serve and make your clients' lives better. All right. Oh, that said, speaking of community, holy crap, we're going to have so much fun together. We've got our first ever live event happening. Actually, that's not true. We've had live events before. Our first ever kind of Open to Cleaning Nation event happening. We've done these before over like two and a half days with small groups, like 10, 20 people. It was like $2,000-$4,000, depending on how you did it. It was invitation only. We'd have to interview you first. This is the first time we're going to try and give everybody the entire, to the best that we can, clean profit method in 3 days. I'm charging $97 for a regular ticket or $297 for the VIP. We would love to. We rented a studio. It is going to be freaking awesome. Denise said she's already signed up. John. So for everyone in the UK, we have so many fans outside of the country, and there's two kinds of people. People that are like, I've got kids, I can't leave my business, and they could never come. This is your opportunity. It's virtual. And then for everybody in the UK and Australia and even our Canadian friends who I love to make fun of, this is absolutely for Australia. We've got so many Australian folks, and it is just going to be a blast. So growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Lindsay, if you're here, you can put that in the chat, but it's growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Go check that out. It's going to be amazing. We're going to give you everything we can, the entire clean profit method, the best of our availability in 3 days. We're going to have a blast. And as opposed to it costing thousands and thousands of dollars, just because you know how it is the last couple months with the whole COVID, just a lot going on. We want to make sure everybody gets what they need. So growbankleadingcompany.com/event, $100. Crying out. It comes with a guarantee, but anyway, it's going to be amazing. Can't wait to see you guys there. Okay. As exciting as all that is going to be and as much fun as we're going to have, let's get into how to compete with big cleaning competitors, presumably why most of you guys have signed up. So let me tell you, I feel like sometimes I always come off as like, hey, I got everything figured out and I'm smart and everyone listen to me. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. I got some stuff figured out and I'm smart about some stuff. And sometimes you can listen, but that's not always the case. So when I first started my cleaning company, I bought one. I was like 21, 22 years old. I was young. I didn't know anything about anything. I had to figure this crap out on my own. It was painful. And I still remember this was in Grand Junction, Colorado. And we've actually had some clients at Grand Junction. I wish they were on here, but it's in Grand Junction, Colorado. It was in the late 90s. I had a ServiceMaster franchise. And because it was a franchise, I thought like I should be the big guy in town because I paid all this money for this thing. But I still remember White Glove Cleaning. I don't even know if they're still in business. If you are White Glove, God bless you. I feel like they always got the big jobs. They were cheaper than I was. They were like my white whale. I felt like I could never compete with them. I never even knew why, right? That was the frustrating part. And here's the crazy thing. I felt capped because of them, which is always, Daisy says, dang, you're old. That really hurts, Daisy, mostly because it is spot on true and I'm really old. And Daisy and her husband, Dylan, are young, so now I don't like them anymore. Just kidding, Daisy. Love you guys. So yeah, this is the crazy part. I felt that my growth was capped because of what they were doing. And I share that because I think a lot of you guys and gals, and feel free to share in the chat or not, feel the same way. Like my growth might be capped because of what some exterior force is doing. And I wanted to be, and I still don't know to this day, I wanted to be big like I perceived them to be. But I was afraid I'd have to go broke to get there. Like I see the, you know, because we bid on like government jobs and stuff together. And I see what they bid. I'm like, how on God's green earth do they do that? Still don't know, by the way. And I assume since they were big, they must know what they're doing, right? They were getting all these jobs that I wanted. So I was like, they must be doing something right. And I must be doing something wrong. And I tried to act big and bidding low and cutting costs. No matter what I do, I just couldn't figure out how to compete with them. And the worst part of that is I felt that because of that, I felt success was not within my control. And let me know in the chat if any of you guys feel that way. Because it's, and the reason I share that is I don't want you to think like, oh, Mike's always had that crap together. I don't have everything together now and I had nothing together then. And I know what it's scary, right? I guess that would probably scary and like kind of lack of control was how it felt for me. I would love to hear how it felt for you guys. So I never did figure out how to be White Glove, by the way, but I did figure out how to compete with the beast in my construction company. And then now since I've started coaching, and we'll bring this around at the end, it's awesome because I coach everybody. And I realized looking back, I never got to know White Glove specifically, but looking back, having coached enough people, I guarantee you they weren't making any money. They thought I was the big one. And it was all kind of like the emperor has no clothes, right? Everyone thinks the other guy's making more money or doing whatever. Having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies all over the world, I start realizing everyone's looking at everyone else thinking the other guy's got it. I'm like, I coached the other guy. Most of them don't have it together. Okay. So let's walk through how I did figure out how to do that and how we can have you guys figure that out in your world. So I wish I could say when I got into my construction company, I got really smart and did something smart and I'm a genius and everyone listened to me, but it wasn't the case. I literally stumbled across the solution. I've shared before how I focused on a niche and I started running my company with core values and building a culture that was powerful. And those freed me from feeling like I had to compete and that I was just happy growing my company and I didn't have to focus on anyone else, right? So, and we've talked with, I don't want to get super deep into this, but we have lots of episodes on how to build a culture and focusing on your niche. Definitely check those out if you haven't already. So the reality is once I realized that I could just focus on what I had to offer as opposed to what the other guys and gals are doing. What they had to do wasn't as important. I still remember doing, I'd call people and kind of see what their price. I was always so worried when I had my cleaning company about what other people were doing. And I wasn't focusing on anything. Shaquille says, how do I sign up? I'm from Augusta, Georgia. If you were from anywhere on planet Earth, actually anywhere with internet access, even if you're on the space shuttle right now and you'd like to come to our event, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. We will be doing it virtually. So you, we are going to have, it's going to be awesome. We're going to have people on stage. I've rented a whole studio. We're going to have people up on screens. It is going to be we're going to make it as good or better than if we're all in person, but you don't have to get on a plane. So, Augusta, Georgia, wherever you are, growmycleancompany.com/event. Can't wait to see you guys there. It is going to be such a party. We're going to have so much freaking fun, and holy crap, we're going to transform some lives. Okay. And the reason we're doing that event, by the way, is this. Holy crap. If I would have had someone that could have shown me how to do this as opposed to me having to figure it out for 20 years, oh, my life would be so different. Okay. So when I had my cleaning company, I focused a lot on what other people were doing. And I felt, and I told myself like, oh, this is just good business. This is what smart business people do. That was so a lie from the pit of hell. It just was not true. Once I moved to my construction company, and I wish I could say, just figured this out. And you can hear the whole story of how I discovered core values and niching in other episodes. But because I was so working in my culture and I was having so much fun doing what I was doing, we're finally making money. I just didn't have any time to look at what other people were doing. And I realized when I focused on my unique thing, what I had to offer, what everyone else was doing really became less important. And not only that, I went from always trying to figure out what other people were doing to holy crap, did we get knocked off? People were always trying to be like us and have our vibe. And it was funny. If they just would have called and asked, like I started the episode like, hey, don't be a competitor with someone. Try and help. They were trying to knock me off and they were screwing it up. And if they just called and asked, I would have said, follow your core values. Ours are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. The reason you're failing when you try and knock us off is one of our core values is be real. It's who we are. We're stupid and silly and funny. And if you're not like that, don't try and be a crappy version of me. Go do your own. And I would have been happy to coach them through that, but they didn't get they thought I was a competitor, not someone that could help them. So they started following what we were doing, right? Once I stopped looking at what everyone else was doing and I focused on kind of my unique thing I had to bring to the world, other people started trying to knock me off. And that's a much, much better place to go. And I realized, again, they try to knock me off without knowing why I was successful, which is the crazy thing. When you look at someone else's website or bid or whatever, you start thinking, you only see what you see, but you don't know why. So there might be people that we think are successful. We don't know how much money they started with, right? The old joke is, if you ever want to make $1 million in the oil industry, is you start with $1 billion, right? So we don't know if they started with $1 billion, if they're making money, if they're losing money, if their life is terrible, if it's awesome. Sometimes we'll look at their website and go, oh, that website looks amazing. We have no idea how many leads it gets, right? They'll get a big job. We're like, oh my gosh, how did they get that? We have no idea if they're making any money at that job. So the big thing is we got to start focusing on what we're doing and not worry about them. And if we do try and knock them off without knowing if they're succeeding at all, we don't have access to their balance sheet or their P&L. So we have no idea what's going on. Or B, knowing if they are successful, they might be succeeding in spite of that website that you're trying to copy or in spite of a price on a job that you're trying to do. We just don't know. So make sure that you go from focusing on others to clarity on the value that you bring, ideally the unique value. Jonathan says, first time watching live. Glad to be here. Glad to have you, Jonathan. Good to have you. All right. So it's all about focus and clarity. Let's talk about what that looks like and exactly how to do this. So first, we need you to get clear. And it's so funny that this may sound like it's a non sequitur, but I promise it's not. You need to get clear on what you want, who your perfect prospect is, your unique strengths, and how to make enough of your perfect prospect's lives better. So let's talk about each of those for a second. Nobody starts with what they want, or they start with a very loose, I don't want to say gross, but not super clear view of what they want. So they're like, I want to be rich. I want to have $1 million business. I want to be happy. I want to be free. These are all great things, but they're not specific. So what I want you to do, or I encourage you to do, and we'll go through all this at the event together, growmycleancompany.com/event. Ashley says confidence and clarity. She's so correct. Eleone says, hello from Eli from California. Good to see you. So we want to start with the life that we want and work backwards, right? So everybody's like, I want $1 million business. Well, guess what? I coach people that have $1 million business. Some are very happy, some are not. And they all want a $2 million business. I coach people that have $2 million business. Some are happy, some are not. They all want a $4 million business. So we can fall into that trap of just feeling like we just want more, right? So it's really important that we get clarity on what you want. And the easiest way to do that is figure out what the life that you want looks and feels like. And that life will probably cost time and money, right? How much money does it need? And Anthony Robbins went through one of his books, a really good exercise. He's like, okay, let's pretend that you just write everything that you want. Go nuts, right? Go crazy on what you want. People are like, I want a Lamborghini. I want to fly private jets and I want to blah, blah, blah. And he figured out even with a private jet, you could rent one, right? You don't have to buy a whole one. And with a Lamborghini, you know, you could buy one for, I don't know, $2,000 a month. I have no idea what they cost if you don't pay cash. But it figured out like that whole lifestyle, someone going nuts thinking there's, it was like $300,000 a year or something, just not that much money, right? That's, if you've got a 20% profit margin, that's like $1.5 million business in the cleaning bit, not that big. But people couldn't understand that. So as opposed to just being like, I want to be worth $100 million or $1 billion or whatever, really just build the life that you want and then go, what do I need, right? Reverse engineer that. And then you might go, it's only $200,000. I still remember with one of our millionaire mastermind folks, they were talking about all their goals and we got clear on kind of where they needed to be. And they were already, I think, at it, right? They were making the money they wanted. And the cool thing is then we get to switch to put it with the pile type money, right? So once you get, and for us, it's, I don't know, $200,000 a year. Once we make over that, our lifestyle doesn't change at all, right? Like I got this shirt for $8 at Target, right? Our cars are paid off. We don't need any more cars. The house I'm in is great. You know, we don't need fancy stuff. So once you kind of have the lifestyle that you want, you make more money. It's really just to serve more people or whatever. So you get, that's clarity, right? You want to get clear on what you want. And I promise you, you're like, what on God's green earth does this have to do with, you know, help competing with big competitors? It all has to do with going from competing with other people and what they want to being crystal clear on what you want and then getting the life that you want. And as soon as you start focusing on what you want and going that way, you'll find your competitors following you as opposed to you trying to follow them. So that's the clarity piece. Second thing is understand who your Daisy says started putting it in the pile. I remember that from the Phoenix event. Absolutely right. So, well, that's a millionaire mastermind. I don't want to say secret, but you'll have to join us later, reach out to one of the millionaire masterminds like Daisy and she can tell you what that means. So once you're clear on what you want, you get clear on who your perfect prospect is. Everybody skips these parts, right? They just want to start selling to everybody. Anyone that's got a nickel, they're like, oh, I'll try and get that nickel. The reality is we have to understand who we're going to serve. Like for us, it is owners of cleaning company. We are crystal clear on who you people are, what you want out of your life. And everyone on this team, we love trying to provide it. So we have to understand exactly who your perfect prospect is. Most importantly, what their pain is and how you can solve it. And then you go to number three, which is your unique strengths that you bring to the world. For us, that's our core values. That's our secret sauce. We only work with people, whether on our team or people that are our clients, that are all about having fun, making money, being real and helping out. That probably turns off some people, fine. And it, but the people that are part of our team, either as customer clients or employees, or contractors, they all believe that, right? And it's so cool. Like Lindsay, I'm going to brag on her for 2 seconds. We're putting together this event and she's put together the packages for us. We've got some really cool stuff we're going to send you. Just so you guys know, the $100 general admission ticket, we're spending like $50 of that just to send you a package to make you feel welcome. So this is, we're really trying to blow your mind. And the VIP tickets, you guys get a super special cool thing. Anyway, Lindsay's been working her tail off day and night, probably too much, trying to get these packages for you. It's not because I give her money every week or every 2 weeks or whatever the pay thing is. It is because she freaking loves you people and she desperately wants to see you guys have a good event, right? So there's no way I could coach that, beg it, yell at her, whatever. It's just not going to get that. The reason she does it, she loves you guys and she wants desperately to see you have an amazing event. She wants to see it, right? So the secret sauce is focus on what we're doing. And for us, it's because she's all about being real, helping out. She loves helping out. She wants you to make money. She wants to make money. She wants our company to make money. We all have a crap ton of fun. That's how you do it. So you've got to get crystal clear on your strengths. And those are your core values, right? That's who you are. So just so you guys know, I've had these same core values, have fun, make money, be real, and help out for 15 years, right? Well before I started this company, those are my core values. No one else can really knock them off. Lindsay responded as, yes, love Cleaning Nation. She is, and Cleaning Nation loves Lindsay. I think they tolerate me and they love the team, which is just fine because the team is better than me. Once you've got that, then we just have to figure out how to, so once you're clear on what you want, who your perfect prospect is, what their pain is, and your secret sauce kind of magical only you can bring to, that's why I do these lives, right? Some, there might be guys smarter than me, definitely guys better looking than me, gals, whatever. But they can't bring my perspective and my experience, right? And a lot of you guys connect with that and be like, oh my gosh, I felt that way. This guy gets me. He can help me. And I do that in a way that only I could do. And even especially we talk about the millionaire masterminds, I'm getting them to start doing more and more coaching because they have something they can bring to the world that I can't, right? They've got their own experiences and uniqueness. And reach out to them, by the way. And I'm going to pick on two people that are here. Daisy and Dylan are here. They're our millionaire masterminds. They're just very bright and kind and sweet and just very cool people. If you're listening, reach out to them. And then Ashley and Avery, her and her husband, are next level. Not for long. They'll be millionaire mastermind soon. I'm watching you kids. Great people. Reach out to those guys. And gal, they're, you know, married. I'll let you figure out who's Ashley and who's Avery, because they both have kind of names that could go either way. I get confused sometimes and I've known them for a while now. Okay. So once you're clear on that, then we figure out how we take all this and we just focus wildly on making our prospects' lives better, right? Our perfect prospect. We want to make life better. That's the clarity. And I'm going to try and go fast because we're running way out of time, but this is so important. I want to get it. Tom says good stuff. Keep it going. I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying to smash it all in the time that we got. And that's another reason we're doing the event, by the way, is because I feel like I'm constantly trying to smash it into 20 minute bits and I can only do, so much at a time. Ash is like, yes, we are millionaires in the making. God dead gum right you are, for absolute sure. And all of a sudden it's I don't know what happened, but it got small. All right, let's get on the focus. Focus is where you bring value and ignore what everyone else is doing. And I say that again because it's so important and it sounds simple, but nobody does it. And it's hard. Focus on the value that you bring and ignore what others are doing. What they're charging doesn't matter. What they think about your business doesn't matter. What their website looks like, you think it's better than yours, doesn't matter. Focus completely on what you do and the value that you and only you can bring to the world. You don't know if they are succeeding in spite of what they're doing or because of it. Just like in high school, we were all worried about what the cool kids thought of us, right? And then we look back and realize they weren't thinking about us at all. As we get older, we're like, oh my gosh, that guy. So funny. For those of you who met my wife, Natalie, she is gorgeous. And sweet, and everybody loves her. She's just this very attractive human being, physically and personally. And in school, she was totally picked on, and these other girls made her life miserable, and they bullied her. And we just went to her 10-year anniversary. I don't know. It was she's younger than I am. She's in her 30s, not old like me. Whatever reunion we went to. Feels like 10, 20, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you do when you're in your mid-30s. Sorry, Natalie, if I gave up your age. But she showed me these women who, in her mind, were these girls that picked on her. And she's like, oh my gosh, they ruined my life. Like, they were just absolutely miserable. I'll put up their names and pictures. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. But she showed me, and they were these middle-aged women that were like cranky and kind of, no offense, ladies, had miserable lives. And they didn't seem super happy with their family. And Natalie's this beautiful woman who they're all like, holy, when she walked in, everyone's like, oh my God, who's that lady? And these middle-aged crabby people had ruined her life. And the whole time Natalie was kind of giving them the power to make her life miserable. And then once she went on living her life, they kind of went down a miserable path and Natalie went on a great path. And she never had to give them that power, right? So you don't have to give your people the power. We think everyone's thinking about us. They're not. They're only thinking about themselves. So we can stop worrying about what people are thinking about us. They're not thinking about us. They're thinking about themselves. Ashley's also a good looking lady. She says Natalie is beautiful inside and out. Yeah. Me and her husband, Avery, we both married way up. Kind of average looking dudes with beautiful wives. It's a great place to be. All right. So all this will happen. If you are able to do this, this will make you the big competitor. It's so funny when I was worried about what everyone else was doing, I never seemed to get anywhere. When I just focused on the value that only I could bring to the world, that tended to make everyone chase me and I didn't have to make all these copycat mistakes. More importantly, it helped me to be free of that whole mindset of what are they doing and whatever that was. I didn't realize what a trap that was. Even Facebook, guys, gals. And you know, we have our Facebook groups where I do the coaching. I'm on that. That's it. I don't even look at Facebook anymore because it's just, I'm pretty secure with my own thing, but just watching what other people do, I don't care. I couldn't be less interested. Even when it comes to like celebrities, like, have you heard about, I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't care. I only care about you guys, my friends and family. Right. So it will give you the freedom to have the life that you want, not just financially, but everything. And it has given thousands of owners of cleaning companies the freedom that they want. So the big picture I want you guys to get is getting that focus and clarity. Danielle says, give your wife a big hug for me. I had the same experience in high school. Oh my gosh, Danielle, you and Natalie are going to be friends forever. If you end up in the next level, we're having our event in November and she will be there. And I can't wait to introduce the two of you. All right. Doing your own thing is not just more profitable. It's so much more fun. It's so much more freeing. And then you look back going, why did I think about what anyone cared about anyway? You become the big guy, the big gal, the 600-pound whale in your area, not by knocking off their thing poorly, but doing your thing the way that only you can. So that's it. That is how you kind of knock off the competitors. You stop focusing on their strengths and your weaknesses and start focusing on your strengths and ignoring what other people are doing. If you, and again, by the way, guys, gals, so much easier to say than to do. If you're like, I want to do this, I want help. Join us at the event. It's really a mindset thing where we can give you the goal of the event is give you the community, have a group of people that, you know, get you and they got you and we got your back, as opposed to the mean girls in high school are picking on Natalie, a safe place you can go. Cause you know, everyone tells us, you know how hard business is, right? We want a safe place where we can all be. And we want to give you the systems and processes so you have the confidence to go, wow, I can take this foundation and mold it to who I am and create this thing that only I can do, right? Like, yeah, so that's what we want to do at the event. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. I would love to meet all of you guys. I'll see if I can get Natalie on stage. She's pretty shy. She doesn't like talking very much, but I'll see if I can get her on for a stage and maybe she can share a story. But you guys and gals are amazing. I'm so honored to get to serve you guys. Can't wait to see y'all at the event. Until then, talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.